The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Angels. All things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this episode of Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. This week, we will be talking to the collective we call Sarai and asking them a really interesting question that came from one of our listeners. And here is that question. Are you ready? What happens to the truly evil people when they die on Earth? And what is their purpose here? I'm referring to people like murderers and what most people would call evil. Okay, that is quite a question. This question, I'm going to tell you, just came into my inbox today. And I picked up on it right away because you all probably know if you've been listening to this podcast for long enough, I have a lot of thoughts about the concept of evil. I've worked with the angels my whole life, and they have told me that there is no such thing as evil. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to repeat that. There's no such thing as evil. There's no such thing as positive, negative, light, dark, good, evil. It's all energy. We come here to Earth to experience all things. You, beloved, are made of spirit. You are neutral, wonderful, God-made spirit. And when you decide to incarnate into this body, into this costume, this uniform that you're wearing, you decide to experience through, well, experiences. And these experiences are on a broad spectrum. And because we need a way to describe them in a way that makes sense to our human brain, we will describe them often on a spectrum: light, dark, positive, negative, good, evil. Now, we're going to ask Sarai to answer these questions. What happens to the truly evil when they die on Earth? What is their purpose here? And we're going to see what they have to say, because you know little bits and pieces of what the angels have said throughout these episodes, if you have listened and if you can go back and get bits and pieces. Here's what I'm offering today. When I received this email early today and went about my day, I was clearly getting nudges to go about getting the answer in this way. What Sarai wants me to do is channel this two times. Sarai is made up of a collective of all holy beings. Sarai is a collective of angelic entities made up of the angelic realm, quantum beings who can be extraterrestrials, ultra-terrestrials, which are ETs that are from the quantum realm that are such a high vibrational frequency, they're almost hard to describe. And so as we talk to Sarai, sometimes you'll notice when you hear from them, we're hearing from ETs. Sometimes we're hearing from angels. So what they want me to do is ask these questions twice. The first time we're going to hear from ETs. The second time we're going to hear from angels. Okay? Now, I don't have Allie here with me today, and I think that's all right, because I'm going to be able to pose the question and then they're going to talk through me. I'm okay with that. So let's just understand, first of all, who Sarai is, made up of many parts, and I'm here to be their mouthpiece. All right, so We're asking them what happens to the truly evil when they die on Earth and what's their purpose here. All right, what I'm doing here, my practice is, and I want to share this out loud because I want to give you a chance to also call them in. Both as you listen to this, because it doesn't matter if I'm channeling them now as I record and you're listening to this later, there is no time difference. It's everything happens all at once. This dimension we're living in says that we have past, present, future, but that's really not a truth. Everything happens all at once. We are present all together now. That doesn't have to make sense in your brain. Just feel me now. Feel my love now. Feel their love now. That might have just given you goosebumps. So even though I'm calling in Sarai now from the comfort of my home, feel them surround you now with love and understanding and safety. Understanding that all present, even if you haven't been aware of them before in your life, they have been around you, knowing you, loving you, protecting you, giving you information. And I can see some of them stepping in, deciding who's going to speak first. And the first ones that are going to answer are extraterrestrials. And I'll describe the way they look first. They are taller beings with a bluish hue. Their eyes are almond-shaped. Their mouths are like a chevron with the point at the top. Their mouths would be about as big as a large paperclip. As they get ready to speak and they greet me, their mouths are not opening, but I can hear them. I see two dots where the nose would be, but the nose seems to be flush with the face. The shape of the head seems to be larger at the top. These ETs are present with me in some sort of transparent holographic form, as if they are showing a form of themselves, but they're not here physically. I'm reaching my hand out to touch one and I can't feel anything. I can put my hand through one and they give me the feeling that they are amused by this. This gives me a sense of their humor as well. And I just saw about six more join. And I'm talking to 12. I'm talking to 12 of them. 12 are standing in front of me in a half circle and I'm facing them. And they are taller than me, but they're not imposing. I'm looking at my wall. You know I record in my closet, right? I'm looking at my closet wall, but when I allow my eyes to go fuzzy and let my wall go away, I can see them clearly. But it's like I need to let my brain sing a song. I have to let my brain let go and then they appear. If I overthink it, I can't see them. It's almost like letting my brain fall asleep. By the way, if you hear a bang bangy sound, my daughter's putting a blanket in the dryer. It's not a spook. Recording at home, it's so glamorous. Recording at home, it's so glamorous. Okay, are you ready, Sarai? And what may I call you? Do you have a specific name? You may call us the Blue. Well, that's descriptive. You may call me the White Woman. Okay. And for the audience, I'll repeat the question. What happens to the truly evil when they die on our earth? What is their purpose here? And I'm ready when you are. Do you wish for my eyes to be open or shut? Okay, I'm going to look at you. Okay, I'm going to keep my eyes open. Earth friends, this question is meaningful to us because it's one of the reasons we have watched you for these eons. We are among the cedars. We are among the beings that first placed you here. We are the planters. When we first brought you here, it was our hope that you would live peacefully. And when you began to experience survival and hunger, because the first meteorite brought illness, we began to see you begin to hurt each other. At this time, your frequency began to shift to a lower vibration. At this time, we began to see your lower vibration translate into choices that you call negative, dark, evil. We see this, we choose to see this as opportunity. We see this as opportunity for you to make adjustment. When you see each other making choice to hurt, we see opportunity for you to self-adjust. Notice your frequency and self-adjust from low to high, slow, fast. Until this happens, your earth bodies cannot adjust in collective frequency. In your words, you will be stuck where you are. Collective evolution cannot happen. If there is a purpose for humankind to be born onto earth and make, as you call, evil choices, it would be to create moments of choice to shift and choose for better. We cannot interfere with free will. It is against the advice of the higher council. All we can do is advise and watch. And yes, we hope. And yes, we pray. End of message. All right, I'm just going to take a breath there. I see the blues move out a little bit as if they're creating space in between them. And I see golden white light. I know this light. I see the angels joining them. There's music, harps, harp music. It sounds like trumpets, but not blaring trumpets. I call it heaven music. It's hard to describe. If you've had a near-death experience and you've gone to a certain part of heaven, you may know this music. I'm starting to hear that as the angels join them. There's lots of greeting the angels and the blues, greeting each other. They're not minding me that I'm waiting, that I'm recording right now, waiting for them to notice that I'm waiting. And I don't mind. And I see some higher angels, some archangels. I see Jophiel. Hello. I see Azrael, Archangel Azrael, who is our Archangel of Destruction. So we know, okay, and he's our spokesperson today, okay. And Archangel Azrael will be speaking. I have a lot of guardian angels here, and here we're ready. Okay, here we go. And now I ask the question of the angels. Here we are. Hello, my beloved angels. It's me, and the question is from the audience, what happens to the truly evil when they die on earth? What is their purpose here? And the listener who asked this question is referring to people like murderers and what most people would refer to as evil. Sweet ones, as you know, there is no evil person. And we wish to tell you first that let it be known, whether you are in human form, extraterrestrial form, or angelic form, or you are winged as the bird, or scaled as the snake, God is with you every moment of your existence. And they're not speaking. Oh, because it's my cat. Sorry, y'all. They were telling me to let my cat in. All right, continue. Thank you. Whether you are winged as the bird or scaled as the snake, Source God, Creator, is with you at all times. God does not abandon that which God has created, and God creates all. The ETs you have heard are correct. Everything you have chosen to experience here on Earth is as a school. You are here to experience, and you are here to delight in the experience. You are here to learn. And when things are difficult, there is a time you will leave this body and you will take apart piece by piece and look at that experience with us, the angels. Archangel Azrael steps forward now. It is I, Archangel Azrael. I am the Archangel of Destruction. I oversee often those children of Source who have made the brave choice to encounter trauma, whether they are the bearers of trauma or the creators of trauma. And I want to tell you that though they appear evil, the evil is part of the costume. There is no such thing as evil. It is all part of this experience. I want to tell you that when you are encountering evil, it is part of this Earth school that you have signed up for, and you are challenged to find your strength and keep your faith within this experience. I do not say this to water down or to minimalize the hurt that you have gone through, because when you are in your human experience, the evil that you encounter is meant to feel very real. When you are with us, standing with us in your spirit form, you will look at this life experience as if you are looking into a snow globe. You may even look at this life experiences as if you are reading a storybook. It will not seem as real as it is now. I will promise you, as the Archangel of Destruction, that I will help you destruct, deconstruct all that has happened that has hurt you in this lifetime, so that you may rebuild peace and clarity and knowledge, so that you may become a well-rounded, complete soul that you desire to be. That is why all of us, all of you, in all of your lifetimes, have a blending of what you call positive and negative, good and evil. You must have one to experience the other. There must be both. And that blending of both only happens in this earth plane. You, beloved children of Source, live in the only dimension where there are both. Only Earth has evil. And more, we will tell you that when someone leaves their body and moves to the next plane, their vibrational frequency leads them to where they must go. If in their human costume they were hurting people and their vibrational frequency was very low, their experience in the afterlife will match that. Their version of heaven will be much like their earth, and they will be in that experience until they become aware. They will be offered healing and rest, but it will be a gradual offering. There are some that cross over into the heaven dimension, but it is not restful and lovely. It is quite harsh. It is quite barren. It is difficult because that experience matches what they have done to people on earth. And when they receive the clarity to know that what they are experiencing matches what they did to others in their earth body, and they begin to deal with that karmic response, their healing begins and they begin to progress and evolve into other experiences in the heaven dimension that are lighter and brighter, and their frequency then begins to move higher and faster. I, Azriel, speak to you because I often oversee this destruction and deconstruction of trauma and work with Archangel Raphael to heal. I hope this brings you peace and some things to think about. It is important that you look at others who are making what you believe to be evil choices and do not view them with judgment. You are all on your path, and each path is sacred and one of God. End of message. I know this is a big one, so I invite you. This is Rachel speaking. Might hear that difference in my voice. Sorry about my kitty. If you have some questions about this subject, email me. We can ask them some more. It's really interesting to see how Sarai work together. You know, the angel constituency, the ET constituency, the archangels. And I'll do my best to describe what I see and how they work together and their temperament as much as I can. Please ask me for clarity and ask as many questions as you can, because that's what they want me to do. They want you to know as much about them as possible. They are ready to be known. I have a feeling deep, deep in my heart that 2023 is going to be a year where they make themselves known. And the more we can make ourselves ready to know them, the more possible that will be. And we make ourselves ready to know them by allowing our hearts to be open to beings that are different without judging. Allowing our hearts to be open to beings that are different without being fearful. Obviously, we're talking to ETs right now, and we know they're loving. They're not ETs that are the ETs from movies that wants to take over the world. They are telling us they've been here for eons as watchers, as helpers. They work with the angels. They are made from God, just like everything was made from God. We're in good shape here. So keep the questions coming. Before I let you go tonight, I want to invite you to something special that's going on. On January 11th, 18th, and 25th on Zoom, I'm teaching a class called Manifesting Abundance 101. And I invite you to take that class with me. I am channeling that class from the angelic realm. Sarai's been helping me a little bit. One of the things they're passionate about is helping us get from where we are now to a blissful, abundant life. So you might think about what's been blocking you and where you want to be. What do you need for a blissful, stress-free life? What does abundance mean to you? Is it monetary? Is it time? Is it love? We are going to work with the angels to look at your old programming. What were you told as a kid that you can't do, that you can't have? What's still rolling around in your subconscious telling you that you can't? What's blocking you? We're going to get that out of there. We're going to rewrite it. And we're going to work with your conscious thought, your higher self, your spirit body. We're going to make some magic. That is January 11th, 18th, 25th. 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom. More information on my website, rachelcorpus.com. You know you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. download the free mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Apple or Android device. And you know what? I got to tell you, because it's true, you are so loved by the universe, by God, by the quantum. And I love you. And we'll see you next time. That is January 18th, oops, sorry, 11th, 18th, 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom. More information on my website, rachelcorpus.com. You know you can find me on Facebook and Instagram as well, Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Download the free mindbodyspirit.fm app on your Apple or Android device. And you know what? I got to tell you, because it's true. You are so loved by the universe, by God, by the quantum. And I love you. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.